to another edition of the LinuxQuestions.org podcast. First, the LQ news. If you are listening to this right after I've posted it, I'll be on the Linux Link Tech Show in about an hour. The show starts at 8:30 Eastern Standard Time. Visit my blog for a link to the show. If you don't hear this in time to listen to the show live, I'll post a link to the show archive as soon as it's available. Some nice additions will be added to LQ ISO over the next couple of days. We're adding GeoIP functionality to the site so that the mirrors closest to you will be shown first. Don't worry though, you won't lose any options and will still be able to select from the full list of mirrors. LQ ISO now offers 126 distribution versions available from 367 mirrors and has facilitated over 600,000 ISO downloads. Visit lqiso.org for all of your Linux distribution download needs. As you heard on the last podcast, LQ will be sponsoring the upcoming Linux World Expo in Canada. I'm happy to announce that we are able to offer free expo passes in PDF format to anyone who is interested in attending. We can also offer a 25% discount on all conference passes. The PDF and details on the discount are available on my blog, which for those of you who don't know is jeremy.linuxquestions.org. The LQ Wiki Journey to 3,000 articles is going well, and we are now over 2,300 articles. If you'd like to help, visit wiki.linuxquestions.org and jump right in. Don't forget that there is a list of most wanted pages available if you are unsure what you'd like to write about. On to Linux news. The first story isn't really Linux related, but it's an observation that I, and I guess many others, had made recently. It seems that the so-called Web 2.0 is starting to bubble. What do I mean by this? Some of the recent headlines I've read include Interactive Corp buys Ask Jeeves for $1.85 billion. Ask Jeeves purchases Bloglines in a multi-million dollar deal. Yahoo acquires Flickr. Sixapart buys LiveJournal. So, as you can tell, web companies are starting to get some real money again, and while the details of all of the above weren't released, they're all well into the multi-million dollar range. And the amount of startups getting venture capital is once again on the rise, so it looks like things could get interesting. I really do hope that we learned some lessons from the last bubble, because irrational exuberance is a term that I'd like to never have to hear again. The next story is an article entitled Denise Cooper, Reflections of an Open Source Diva, which ran on Mad Penguin. It's a great article written by Ms. Cooper, who was an open source evangelist at Sun and will soon be heading to Intel. The article is a good look inside of Sun, and it shows that some people there really do truly get it, although clearly some others don't. The article touches on open sourcing Java, and also states that Sun contacted Linus before the Open Solaris thing, which I didn't know, and hadn't seen elsewhere. As always, Linus's answer in a way that you've come to expect, and that a way that I really respect and appreciate. This is a highly recommended read in my opinion, and like I said, that was posted at madpenguin.org. The last story I have today is an article that was run on Groklaw. The headline of that article is A GPL Win in Michigan, Drew Tech versus SAE. The SAE, for those of you who don't know, is the Society of Automotive Engineers. I was extremely excited when I read the above headline. Then I read the article. While it's great to see that the attorney thinks that the SAE surrendered to the GPL, and I'm certainly glad that the side representing the GPL came out on top, but the reality is, or so it would seem to me, that this was a settlement, not a judge ruling on the case. So I'd hesitate to call this a legal win, as to my knowledge, you cannot use someone else settling as precedent, which is really what we're looking for in a GPL ruling. The GPL surely will have its day in court, and I'm confident in its ability to stand up to the litigious lawyers, but I'd hesitate to call that day. Remember though, I'm not a lawyer, and I don't even play one on TV. I could very well be missing something in the case, and if I am, please let me know. That's all I have for now, but stay tuned, and thanks for listening.